Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No Who Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No Who Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
So glad to have you with us. Welcome to Saturday night. Kevin McCullough, couldn't be happier to have you. We've got a big show for you tonight. Lots to get to. You'll see on the big board as it's flashing across your screen right there, Gordon Chang, Bethany Mandel. We're going to also hear from Jackie Toberoff. And before we're done, Lauren Daigle will be with us for a couple of shots on the Music Spotlight stage tonight. Welcome to New York. It is a very seasonably cold, miserable night in New York. It is as cold as it gets, and it has been this way, bone-chilling, for a few days. But we're glad that you're with us regardless. Thank you for being here. You know, it's an interesting day this Saturday, because when the news industry shut down on Friday, and this often happens, you kind of expect that there's going to be a certain degree of ignoring what is going on in the world around you, because Friday, the cycle, the weekend, everybody's paying attention to other things. That's when the White House and others like to dump news into the news cycle. They try to do that at about quitting time on Friday night, hoping that no one else will pay attention. Well, sadly for the White House, and I would say sadly for the free world, the Biden administration seems to be even asleep at the wheel of how to dump news properly. Because what has happened in the last 24 hours is we have gone, oh my goodness, in Ukraine, even to the degree that we are bringing home our official staff and embassy personnel, etc. The White House National Security Spokesperson Emily Horn said that there has been a plot uncovered that Russia is devising a plan to install pro-Kremlin leadership in Ukraine. This would sound like a coup to me. I don't know the technical definitions of whether or not it's a coup, but it sounds like a coup. And that in doing so, they are calling for all Americans to come home. A spokesperson for the United Kingdom Foreign, Commonwealth, and Development Office said they have information indicating that the Russian government is looking to install a pro-Russian leader in Ukraine. We have information that indicates the Russian government is looking to install that leader in Kyiv as it considers whether to invade and occupy Ukraine. The former Ukrainian MP, Yevgen Muraev, is being considered as a potential candidate, said the spokesperson. The White House National Security Council spokesman Emily Horn told Fox News that the plot is deeply concerning. The Ukrainian people have the sovereign right to determine their own future, and we stand with our democratically elected partners in Ukraine, Horn said. Here's my big problem with all of this, and friends, when it comes right down to it, it is an enormous problem. What you have, in essence, going on in Ukraine right now is the very evidence of feckless leadership in Washington, D.C. There is no way. Let me state this as clearly as I possibly can. There is 0% chance that if Donald Trump were in the White House tonight, that Mr. Putin would be amassing the number of troops on the Ukrainian border that he is. He's doing this because he knows Joe Biden is a feckless know-nothing who will do nothing in response to almost anything that he chooses to do. And this is the problem. Ukraine is an ally. Ukraine is someone that we have helped shape and help focus and help launch their democracy. We have said to them, you can have an elected government by the people, for the people, just like we have in the United States. And we've tried to help them do this. And if you will remember, it was Joe Biden's son who was working for the corrupt energy companies in Ukraine, ripping off the Ukrainian people, spending millions and billions of dollars to rip them off so that he could get paid his six-figure job monthly that he didn't have to show up for. He doesn't speak Ukrainian. He doesn't know anything about the culture. He has no reason to be there. But this was the mode of operation for the Biden family before he was elected. Now he's in office. Now he's in office and is backing down on everything that Putin wants. Every time a Democrat or a left-of-center progressive comes to you and tells you that the Democrats are so much tougher on Russia, look at them and laugh in their face. Because what you're seeing tonight, what you're seeing right now happen in Ukraine on the border of what's going on there, what you're witnessing is exasperated, feckless, weak leadership from the United States that is telling the all-powerful Russian army and the Russian leadership there, you can do whatever you want. We're not going to do anything. In fact, you know what we're going to do? We're going to tell everybody to get our people out 48 hours before we think we know what you're going to do. And I'd like to know why. I'd like to know why they're saying right now you have until Monday to get out of Ukraine. Why aren't they saying as soon as possible? What's the deadline? Would something magical happen at 11:35 on Monday morning in the Ukraine? What does Joe Biden know that he's not telling the rest of us? This is the problem. This is a significant problem. And now the White House is running around, hair on fire. Oh my gosh, Russia's going to do something bad. Really? No kidding. Like we couldn't see that coming a mile away. This is beyond frustrating, friends. This is so antithetical to who we are as a nation and what we have been about. We're getting ready to abandon an ally, a very young ally that hasn't been around and had its own legs to walk on for very long. We're about to abandon them wholeheartedly and just give them back to the former Soviet Union. That's what Mr. Putin wants to do tonight. And that's what he's planning on doing. And the White House is signaling they're going to do nothing about it. I'm not saying we put our people in harm's way. I'm not saying that we go to war with them. But why on earth would we just let Putin just amass a huge force, walk across the border, and take land that doesn't belong to him? Doesn't belong to him! Would you like that to happen if you were living in Texas tonight, or Florida, or North Carolina, or New York? Just someone show up and say, no, this is ours now. We'll take it. Thank you very much. And install people that said the same thing. That's what's happening. And we're letting it happen. The Senate leader, Mitch McConnell, for all the back and forth he's been in the Biden era, said on Friday that we should be arming the Ukraine. We should be sending massive amounts of weapons to them so that they can defend themselves. I don't disagree with that. We have been very clear, and during the Trump era, we were very clear with Putin that if you try to take land that doesn't belong to you, if you infringe on the rights of other countries, you're not going to like it because we're not going to let you do it. We're not going to let you get away with it. And while the media and the Democrats and everyone was trying to say, oh, look, he's just soft peddling Putin. He's really Putin's lackey. He's like trying to kiss up to Putin. Putin understood very clearly he couldn't get away with stuff. Because despite what the media said, despite what the Democrats said, despite what progressive leftists said, the president made it very clear that he was going to be tougher with Russia than any president in the modern era. He put more sanctions on them. He armed their opponents, and he said, "You're not going to get away with this." So what do we have tonight, fresh tonight on Saturday evening here as we sit and watch? Oh, what we've got is a feckless president who's being a feckless leader, who has fecklessly given one of our allies basically over to their enemy. It's an embarrassment. And this is a sign of things to come, friends. By the way, this is exactly how it went down in Afghanistan. We went to the enemy and we said, hey, take over the whole country? We'll just let you have Afghanistan. And the Taliban was more than happy to do it. And China was more than happy to let the Taliban do it because they knew they were going to get everything as kind of rewards of the night. So this is what we're dealing with. This is what we have to deal with tonight. And this is what the Joe Biden administration is putting forward, that they are going to stand by and allow Russia to overtake the Ukraine, and in doing so, go back on all the promises that we have made to countries that are seeking freedom, that have looked to America to be a leader and have asked for our help. It's embarrassing. It's horrible. And it's something that we need to address clearly in the days to come. All right, we've got a big show for you. Gordon Chang is with us tonight. We'll also speak with Bethany Mandel in the next few minutes. And we've also got Lauren Daigle here with special music. She's got a brand new movie out called Redeeming Love. Her song is on the soundtrack of that movie. That opens in theaters this weekend. And we are so glad to be able to bring you her songs tonight in the Music Spotlight. In the second hour, Jackie Toberoff is back with us. And we will also talk to you about breaking news as it happens throughout the evening as it goes. You want to get any part of this broadcast, we've always got the podcast waiting for you. They are at the Kevin McCullough sections of SoundCloud, Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Audible, you name it. We're there. If they do podcasts, you can find us. Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. Coming right back from New York. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. SkyTruly.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
New York. Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And as we are making our way through a very busy season here at the start of 2022, I want to turn once again to Gordon Chang because there are things happening in a very important part of the world that I think we need to be mindful of, and not the least of which, we've spent a lot of time talking about China and what they've done in recent weeks. It looks like North Korea may be up to some mischief again, and that is not an understatement. They are claiming that they have test-fired very important missiles to describe what they are and how serious this threat is. We have invited Gordon Chang to be back with us again. Follow him on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. Gordon, thanks for making time for us today. We just saw the Chinese successfully test hypersonic technology. What is North Korea claiming to have launched, and does it matter?
North Korea claims to have launched in one of these tests recently a hypersonic glide vehicle. This is something that drops out of orbit and can incinerate an American city with very little notice, and that's why it matters. The question here, which we need to hear from President Biden, we need to hear from the Pentagon, but we're not, is where is North Korea getting this technology? The least likely answer is that they developed this on their own. The most likely answer is they got this from China. And until we actually get to the bottom of this, I think that we should put our relations with Beijing on hold, because Beijing is proliferating some of the most dangerous technologies on Earth to the North Korean regime, which, of course, is the most militant ruling group on the planet.
So let me ask kind of the bottom line question, because this, I think, is where the American people's minds are at. If they do have what they claim to have tested, is it likely that the regime that's there would be encouraged to use it? It's one thing for bad people to sit and thump their chest and say, oh, we hate America and we're going to kill all of you guys someday. I mean, Iran's been doing that for a long time. But is it likely that this particular leader, this particular regime, is inclined to, if not attack the American homeland with a hit on a city, at least one of our allies in the region? What's your take on that, Gordon?
Well, North Korea will use this weapon. That's not to say that they'll fire it off, but they will use this for intimidation, and certainly they will use it for deterrence. So one of the things about nuclear weapons is, even if you never launch, you are using it all the time, as we do. We use this for deterrence.
Sure.
But we know that the North Koreans will threaten to incinerate the South. They've done this periodically. They threaten to nuke the U.S. They do that from time to time, as does the Chinese. So we've got to be concerned about their developments, even if they never launch. And, of course, we can't be sure that they will keep these things in their silos.
We've talked about the nexus that potentially could erupt from China and Russia working together and kind of trying to corner or backdoor America into certain concessions. Is there a symbiosis between North Korea and China that could affect something similar? Or could North Korea be invited into a three-way nexus with Russia to contribute to such a kind of cornering of the U.S.?
Well, China controls North Korea. Now, it is true, as experts will tell you, that the Koreans just viscerally hate the Chinese. But that doesn't answer the geopolitical question that you raised, because Kim Jong-un knows that he can't sustain his regime without support from Beijing. And so Beijing, when it really wants something, will get the North Koreans to act. And that's why I think it is certainly possible and even likely that when China wants North Korea to do something, North Korea will have no choice but to act. So, yes, we should consider both of them together as a single unit.
Okay, and that's important. I just don't hear that being said on media pretty much anywhere else, Gordon, so I'm glad that you're giving us the straight skinny on that. Let's move to a little bit of a weird story. The partial owner of the Golden State Warriors came out this week basically giving the implication that nobody cares about the Uyghurs in China. Now, I will tell you that if you ask 15 people on the street here in New York City if they even know what the Uyghurs are, there's a very high likelihood that only a handful of them would, if any at all. But that doesn't preclude the owner of an NBA team from making such a kind of calloused and uncaring statement, does it?
Well, he said that nobody cares about the Uyghurs, which isn't true. But he also said some other things which have yet to really get wide publicity, and that is that America is no better than China, that the genocide may be not occurring, and that the Chinese are not running a dictatorship. So these things are highly questionable, as you might imagine.
Those sound like straight out of Beijing CCP talking points. I mean, you couldn't have nailed it any better.
Yeah, he was very close to what the Communist Party was saying. And so, therefore, this is a matter of great concern. What's really surprising, though, is that he is, and his family is, a refugee from Sri Lanka, where there was ethnic cleansing, where there was genocide. So these are statements that no one should make, but certainly nobody with his background should be making. And this just shows you that the woke left, they're hypocritical at worst, I mean at best, but at worst what they're doing is they are supporting crimes against humanity, which is what Chamath was saying. And so really when we think about all of this, there are problems in our country, and we have got to solve them.
Let me ask you just as a general question. The NBA seems to be playing very, very tight with the CCP. What would you like to see the government do as a way of getting involved, or maybe not, to discourage the NBA from going down that path? Because this is not new in 2022. They had problems in 2021, in 2020, in 2019.
The President of the United States should invoke the International Emergency Economic Powers Act of 1977 and prohibit the NBA and other American sporting organizations from doing business in China.
Wow, that would be a rather big foot being put down. And I think that we should do it. Any idea why Trump didn't when he was there for 4 years? Because, like I said, this isn't a new problem.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Trump wanted a trade deal with China.
Okay.
And so he excused a lot of bad behavior. He would be president today, I think, if he had continued his earlier path on China. But when it came to the trade negotiations, President Trump allowed China to do a number of things which I think were unacceptable. And he soft-played the coronavirus epidemic,
yeah,
which then became a pandemic. If Trump had actually been as tough as he should have been, I think he would have been president today.
Huh. Well, then there's that whole nasty problem of drop boxes being put far too many places. But we'll deal with that in a separate issue. Gordon Chang, thank you as always for your input. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
You got it. Follow him on Twitter, Gordon G. Chang. Kevin McCullough with lots more straight ahead. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The FDA has expanded its authorization of the antiviral drug remdesivir to some COVID-19 outpatients. The antiviral drug has been approved for patients age 12 and older who weigh at least 88 pounds with a positive COVID-19 test results. The FDA also revised the emergency use authorization for the drug to include pediatric patients under the age of 12 who are also experiencing mild symptoms. The actions will allow the patients to receive remdesivir through intravenous infusion for a total of 3 days. The FDA said while these actions provide another treatment option to reduce risk of hospitalization, remdesivir is not a substitute for vaccination. They stressed that vaccination remains the strongest preventative measure against COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, so what if, and I think we've all probably seen it, we've all had people that we knew that asked for religious objections to the vaccine mandate that is now increasingly becoming found unconstitutional. I'm very happy about that. But we all knew people that objected to it on some level from a religious perspective, do we not? I think if I did a show of hands, I think you could probably name at least one person in every person's universe that did object on some religious grounds. Well, my next guest says that the Biden administration has been taking notes on who has and who has not done that. Sarah Parshall Perry is her name, and she is with the Daily Signal and the Heritage Foundation, and she joins us. Sarah, welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio. It's good to have you. Do they have a list on those who have decided to object?
Well, I can tell you this, as a
initial matter, nothing good ever comes from lists. Okay,
right.
Unless you're going to the grocery store and afraid of forgetting something. If your information appears on a list in the federal government database somewhere, particularly under this administration, I have good reason to be concerned. But here's the problem. This actually started with a small, sort of relatively unknown federal agency called the Pretrial Services Agency for D.C. And they have a small job. They're a small agency. They are essentially the defendant resource provider for the criminal justice system in federal and state courts in D.C. Nobody ever really hears about them because it's not an agency that ever does significant policy work. It's just a resource bank. But we read the Federal Register, not a lot of people do, and what we discovered was that there was a database that was going to be formed at the Pretrial Services Agency for all employees who were expressing a desire to receive a religious exemption. Now, taking down names, information, numbers is not problematic in and of itself if that information stays at the agency and it helps manage paperwork and make sure that that agency is doing everything it can to accommodate a sincerely held religious belief. But here's the problem. The Pretrial Services Agency was not the only agency we discovered. We actually discovered 18 more federal agencies, including 5 cabinet-level agencies, all of whom are creating databases of religious objectors, and all of whom whose databases will communicate with one another. In essence, creating a single federal database for all religious vaccine objectors, those who have sought an exemption based on religion for the vaccine. And that kind of totalitarian data taking really does, I think, the notion of constitutional liberty a great disservice.
Well, yeah, and I can see where, at least at one point, the mindset in D.C. right around 9/11 was, let's have a database of people that maybe should have been on watch lists and other things and get different departments to talk about them and keep them and keep that data relevant.
Sure.
The problem there is that now you've translated this process into an area that is constitutionally protected. We have the right to believe our religious faith. We have the right to practice it. We have the right to object to things that violate it. And what go back to your original point, what possible good could it be seeking to keep track and then to be discussing back and forth with these different groups who and who is not on this list?
Absolutely. And there are a couple of problems here. Not only the fact that there is a singular federal database for all intents and purposes, because if all the agencies are communicating with one another, if, for example, you work at the Treasury Department and you're only supposed to give your name and religious affiliation, but you have somebody, for example, at the Department of Health and Human Services that can access that data and also request additional data, you've basically submitted by saying that you have a religious exemption to unconsensingly and unknowingly a federal database, whether or not you know that. And part of the problem is that these agencies, when they've all published their required notices in the Federal Register, which they're required to do to make sure everything's transparent, that's how government should operate under the Administrative Procedure Act, they've submitted notices not only indicating that there will be shared data, but nothing is mentioned of consent. And this Privacy Act that they're mentioning as the reason, the justification for collecting this information, requires everyone to permit openly to provide consent or to opt out if they don't want their data committed and they don't want it included. But we've seen nothing in the language of any of these agencies indicating that a consent option is available to these individuals. Mm. And let me tell you, some of the information that's being collected in some instances is laughably personal. In fact, AmeriCorps, which is part of the Corporation for National and Community Service, is not only collecting maiden names, place of birth, financial information, aliases, military service, age, email address, race, ethnicity, and education. It is also collecting physical characteristics. Now, how those are germane to religious exercise, I have yet to discover.
We will have to continue to follow this story. Sarah Parshall Perry, thank you for your work at the Daily Signal and at the Heritage Foundation. Thanks for letting us know about it.
Thanks for having me.
You've got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby loves by me. No one but me.
And now back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, I can't tell you how excited I was to, and not everyone can see this, but when this little package came to my door yesterday or the day before, I got my first Heroes of Liberty imprints of the first three books that they did. And not only that, we've signed them up. We're going to get the ones that come out automatically. And I'm so thankful for my next guest because this is her passion project. This is what she's done, and she's going to help educate my kids. Bethany Mandel, the editor of Heroes of Liberty, and glad to have you back. You know what? My 11-year-old, who has gotten very
awake when it comes to politics. He's very aware of what's going on, and you know, he gets into discussions about it in his sixth grade class. He came in and he goes, "Hey, Dad, Ronald Reagan, he was a good president, right?" And I'm like, "See, this is why these books need to be written. The stuff I take for granted, he's just now figuring out." But
I love it.
We were so excited to get them, Bethany, and they look even better in person than they did online. And the artwork and the everything about it is just phenomenal. And so thank you for helping make these possible and for helping the next generation learn about these heroes, because I think you're doing the world a great service.
Thank you so much. Folks can go on heroesofliberty.com, and I really, really appreciate it. We got to start somewhere. We got to take back the children's book industry from the woke, and this is how we're doing.
Heroesofliberty.com, and I think if you use my promo code KMC, I think she's going to give you some sort of discount or something.
When you
call or go on there as well. So check that out. The first three books, Ronald Reagan, Thomas Sowell, and Amy Coney Barrett, are out. John Wayne to be hitting the shelves soon. That's all going to be great, great, great. Bethany Mandel, thanks for coming back. Always good to have you and to be able to kind of split hairs over what's going on at the White House. Oh, my goodness, Bethany, that thing lasted for 2 hours this week, and I don't know that the world knew anything more clearly, because he had opened his mouth about any single thing except this. He doesn't seem to think that Russia's a very big problem. He doesn't think the border exists at all. Evidently, everything is Donald Trump and COVID's fault, and he had nothing to do with it. But he's giving himself a very good grade for his first year. What was your take on all of it?
Well, the American people's grade is a little bit different, as evidenced by his plunging approval numbers. And it's because, nothing is good.
Approval from approval. When you can have drop boxes every 10 feet in the middle of every urban center in the country, who needs actual approval from anybody?
Yeah, the crazy thing is he's giving away money and people are still not happy. And it's because it's really interesting. I am in I'm in a Facebook group for people with large families, and folks were asked in the group, how are you feeling about the child tax credit, and do you want it to be continued? Just a topic of conversation. And there's like tens of thousands of people in this group. And the majority of folks answered, we think that this is leading to inflation, and, I'm grateful to have these payments, but I'm still not breaking even on where I was a year ago because everything costs me more. So these payments automatically, this is a group of people with large families, so these are folks that are getting a ton of money, and they're still like, this is hurting my bottom line. I see how all of this free money from this administration is making our budgets more tight.
Yeah. Let me ask you about the educational stuff specifically, because he really seemed to lay a goose egg there. He went on for 2 minutes, unable to really answer the question. Again, everybody's more confused at the end of the question, at the end of the answer, than the beginning of it. And it was simple. Will this stuff be a midterm issue? Particularly in light of schools shutting down, and I think we had an example of Michigan and some others that have gone to full-time remote. Bethany, yeah. Someone's not listening.
Yeah. No, this is really, it's really bad. So Flint, Michigan just went full-time indefinitely remote. They will not give an answer on when they will be back in person. And there was a really great tweet from Rory Cooper, who's been a really sort of outspoken activist in Fairfax. And he was sort of one of those parents that helped get Glenn Youngkin elected. And he tweeted today on Thursday, Fairfax schools just gave themselves a 5-day weekend after a 3-day weekend, after a week of snow days and a 2-week break. By no definition are Fairfax schools open. Today and tomorrow, schools are closed because it's snowing in Washington. I live here, and that's news to me because I'm sitting in the car looking out my window right now, and there's no precipitation.
Yeah.
Earlier today, there was some drizzling. And for that, Fairfax County closed 2 days this week because today in the morning it drizzled. And this is what parents in blue areas are dealing with. They do not have reliable in-person school for their children. We're 2 years into this.
Yeah, no, it's really quite frightening. And even in the tri-state area, Jack Chittorelli came awfully close in New Jersey, and I think that's one of the reasons why the Garden State has not gone necessarily along with New York the way New York has, but it's still frightening. Every parent I know is scared to death that something like that's going to come down the pike.
Yeah.
Let me ask you real quick. The same questions asked of you that was asked of the president. Does this become an issue in the midterm this year?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, the president's approval numbers are one sort of story in this conversation, but the other story is there was a new Gallup poll that there was a massive swing from Democrats to Republicans. I think it was like plus seven Democrats to plus five Republicans in just 1 year. And the biggest swing in that polling happened in the fall. And it's when people saw their kids go back to school, and they saw their kids go back to school to in-person learning that was not consistent. I mean, we're seeing that in Fairfax.
Oh, yeah.
We're seeing massive quarantine sort of onus on parents. And then we're also seeing kids who are still masked in these blue areas when around the country, we're watching rodeos in Texas and kids are in school full time in person. I have a girlfriend in New Jersey that told me that her kid is in person full time. He's quarantined constantly. He's wearing a mask. And his school, his grade decided to do a book club. He's in second or third grade. And they decided that the book club had to be on Zoom. And she's like, why? Why would after they spend the whole day in school together, why can't an after-school book club be in person? We've had it with the Zoom. My kids
makes,
can't
makes
handle
no course. Sense. Big time. We're out of time, Bethany, but it is so true. And you've got a piece out that's going to be dealing with this. Where will that be published?
So it'll be about Friday morning in the Daily Mail.
All right. So check Daily Mail for Bethany Mandel. It'll be all about schools and the elections and what's going on there. Bethany, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
And go to heroesofliberty.com and order your books because they're great. Use promo code KMC. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
You know.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the movie Redeeming Love, here's Lauren Daigle.
You are not hidden. There's never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless. You have been broken, your innocence stolen. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army. Find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true, I will rescue you. There is no distance, cannot be covered over and over. You're not defenseless. I'll be your shelter.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.